Blog Talk Radio.
Checking in?
Yes.
You remembered her favorite binky, right?
Binky.
You forgot the binky?
I forgot the binky!
Tragic. Hashtag binky dad. OMG guys, he forgot the binky.
Hey, it's binky dad! Hey, go away, go away!
Our top story. A father has forgotten the binky, but he is capturing hearts.
Binky Dad needs an escort.
Time out for Binky Dad!
Binky Dad, you're my hero.
He got the Binky!
Okay.
Binky.
She only likes the blue one.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
You can count on me, I'll be there till the end.
friends and family. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. This is a product of WBNN. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So dial 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight is to me, is a very, very, very special show. Not only are we coming off of the heels of Valentine's Day, but we are also, this month, we are celebrating, of course, Black History Month. And so with it being Valentine's Day and we are celebrating Black history, I want to show some love, especially to my brothers and sisters, the Black community. And I'm going to make this show extremely personal because within the past year, I have transitioned my eating habits to full vegan because I love me. I love my health. And within the past year, I'll say maybe last summer, if I'm not mistaken, I was on Instagram just scrolling through the news feed, and I stumbled upon a gentleman just giving out some tips on eating fresh fruit, eating fresh vegetables, and I started looking at his page. And I chuckled at his name, only simply because I liked the presentation. It wasn't a chuckle to laugh at, but I was definitely amused by the presentation. And being a business analysis, I saw that he was definitely about business. So he had offered his services to the interview for the month of February, and I jumped on the opportunity immediately. That's one thing in business. You don't wait. You just don't sit back and wait. When opportunity comes, you jump and you make moves and you make connections and you network. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, we have tonight Gangsta Holistic. He is a holistic guru, and we're going to talk about his health journey. We're going to talk about how he made it a business to teach. Teaching is a business. You have to teach, especially us, the Black community, because we're still in the frame of mind of generational curses and bad eating habits in the family. So he's going to teach us. He's going to instruct us. He's also going to give us some great, great information. So I want to introduce you to Gangsta Holistic. Brother Gangsta, are you there?
Yo, what up, what up, what up? How you guys doing today? What a teasing.
How are you tonight?
I'm Blacknificent, as always. That was a great intro. You called me a guru. I wouldn't say I'm a guru, but I teach off my experiences, and I feel like I have learned. You know, I have learned some things, but I'm always open to some new information. Another thing that you said that highly impressed me was, you know, when it comes to business and your opportunity is there, you got to jump on it. Like you really do. You got to. I like that.
Thank you. I'm calling you a guru because that's what I see. And as a Christian, the Bible says, speak those things that are not as if they are. So I'm speaking that into your life right now.
Okay. So, well, I accept that with open arms, you know. Once again, I'm glad to be here. You guys, my name is Jay Allen. I am the owner of the Health and Wellness Corporation, labeled Gangsta Holistic. All right. And, you know, the company is called Gangsta Holistic. I am from the hood. I don't gang bang or anything like that, but I'll tell you this. When it comes to health, I felt like there was a certain point in my life where I actually really had to get gangsta with my health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the company is named Gangsta Holistic, because I was one of those people who was, you know, I was put into a position where I had little to no wiggle room as far as, you know, playing with this thing. And I'm just blessed to be here and share my story and my experience with you guys. And hopefully I'll be able to touch someone out there with my story and help some of you guys get on the right track.
That's beautiful, because it's been a journey for my husband and myself since 2017. Mm-hmm. Now, I did the, in 2007, I did the normal transition where I just didn't eat any red meat or pork, but ate my chicken, mm-hmm. my fish, and, you know, I had the turkey, ground turkey, you know, if I wanted to make a spaghetti or a meatloaf or whatnot. And I looked at myself as eating fairly healthy. I'll have a salad with my lunch and blah, 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 and some steamed broccoli with dinner. But it was in 2017, my brother put me on What the Health. And it was ironic because my husband and I were getting ready to celebrate his mom's birthday. And the family gathered together. And there was this one turkey burger with the red onions and Swiss cheese already composed in it. And I had my heart ready to tear it up. He was going to hit that grill. And I was like, you know what I mean? I was ready. My brother said, watch with the health. And I am a product of, okay, I'll do everything Monday. I'll start, you know, I'll have my binge this weekend. I'll do it all Monday. And right. I'm telling you, soon I ate that burger that evening, and I got sick that night. I was like, okay. And so I began to transition to, I was trying to be full vegan. I really didn't understand the concept. I said, I'm not going to just be sitting eating, you know, salads and tofu all day. And then I was more pescatarian for years. We definitely ate a lot of the plant-based meat products. But I would still have my fish and my shrimp products, because you could call me Bubble Gump, because I knew everything, you know, the ends and all to shrimp. Yes, right. I could feel myself going through like a drug addict withdrawal if I didn't have my shrimp. And, no, it was horrible. Like, my husband was like, Lord Jesus, let me get her a bag of shrimp. we went to, it was maybe a year, which we're in 2023. So 2021, one of our hosts, she is, I call her the queen. I was posting, I was making some vegan sausage and peppers. I posted on Facebook, and she had mentioned that she's been vegan for numerous years, like over 30 years. And I told her, I said, I still wrestle with asthma, but I'm learning to change my diet. And so she called me, and she said, let it all go. She, like, let it all go and get by your veggies strictly organic. Don't – your veggies, your fruit, your vegetables, your rice, your right. – and then she was telling me to like, you know, I'll have a cup of coffee. I'm thinking I'm getting the brown sugar. I'm not the brown sugar, but the original cane sugar. And she said, let it go. She said, because that's going to keep you with the asthma flare-ups. And I said, wow. And so then another host was telling me to take the mullein. So even when you posted on your Instagram page, mullein, I said, yeah, he know what he's talking about. He know what he's talking about. And then the different spices. I was like, wow, okay. And my husband and I, since the pandemic, started gardening. And all the spices that you mainly mentioned on your post, on your Instagram feed, we're growing. And if we can't, so I don't play. So that's when I talked to your assistant last week. I said, we are fans, honey, because he's teaching. He is.
Now, you know, when I call that my assistant, that's my mama.
I know. She told me. And she told me. And I told her, I said, we're fans, because the black seed oil, the sea moss.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. My husband doesn't even need to take his, he was diagnosed as having high blood pressure in 2017. He doesn't have to take his medicine anymore.
Yeah. When it comes to, not to cut you off, but when it comes to a person being prescribed medication, especially when you talk about high blood pressure. Okay, your doctor prescribed you some high blood pressure medication, right? You go back to a couple months later, and your blood pressure is still high. What is he going to do? He's going to up the dosage, right? So high blood pressure medication, in a sense, is to keep you back on your BS. You know what I'm saying? So the higher that your blood pressure gets, or if it continues, they're just going to up the dosage. When, in fact, if you know, we definitely know that a lot of you know, doctors don't address nutrition. So if you can just find the some better options as far as your eating habits, then put you in a whole new different place, you know. Finding some better eating habits, getting yourself a little bit more active, and also maybe, you know, incorporating some breathing exercises.
Okay, yeah. So now let me ask you this, because I know this happened with me. So I would never encourage someone to stop taking any pharmaceutical prescribed medication, but I would encourage them to go more on a plant-based lifestyle. And then when they go for their routine checkup, I know the doctor saw a change in my health, where now they're shifting my medication to not, because I do wrestle with asthma. It's mm-hmm. the only thing that still plagues me. And they took me off of a maintenance med, but they still kept me on a rescue just in case, because since I talked to my friend, the fellow host, and about taking Mullen, because I have Mullen tea and I have the capsules. And one of the gentlemen, who was also a host, he said, start taking the capsules, as you know, almost like a vitamin to get your body, get your immune system up, get your respiratory up. And so they removed it. Now, is that something that you've seen yourself with other people?
Well, I would never, just like you said, if somebody has been taking high blood pressure medication for a while, years, it don't even have to be years. The first thing I'm going to tell you to do is consult with your doctor, because I am not a doctor, okay? Now,
right.
We do know that certain herbs, so herbs and medication, they can work against each other. So, but this is what I say. You have to do your own due diligence as far as your research. Now, in my personal experience, what I did, okay, years ago when I got out of the hospital, which was about 6-7 years ago, I was prescribed maybe like 4 to 5 different medications, okay? After I got out of the hospital, I went to a holistic doctor, okay, which was Dr. Gary Archer in Huntington Park. Uh-huh. And he told me, he said, Jay, he said, this right here, it was a statin pill, atorvastatin to be exact, okay? He said, hey, this is definitely going to heal your heart, but it's going to kill your liver. So if I were you, you might want to not take that. You know what I mean? So a lot of Western medication is set up that way, to where they may promote the healing of one organ, but it's going to have some different side effects for something else. And that's a game we just don't want to play. So basically what I did in my experience was, after I found some natural things that could help me out, which black seed oil was definitely one of them, I started giving myself, I would take my medication, then I would wait maybe 30 minutes to an hour window, and then I would take my herbs, okay? And I would do that every day until I weaned myself off. So if I was taking my medication every day, then it became every day, then every 2 days, and every 3 days, and every 4 days. I was completely off of it, and I was doing the herbs. That's the way that I did it, and it worked for me, okay? Now, the herbs that I was taking, was black seed oil, of course, strong advocate for that, hawthorn berry, liquid CoQ10, and cayenne pepper, okay? So those are the ones that I implemented. But if somebody has been on blood pressure medication for quite some time, I suggest they don't just hop off of it, you know, because that could cause some damage as well. But at the same time, you got to be your own doctor, right? We can't go to the doctor these days and just, you know, it's sad to say, we can't just listen to what the doctor say without asking no questions. Like, and what I find is that your doctors actually respect you more when you go in there with some type of knowledge of what's going on with yourself, okay? Because you actually care, versus just them prescribing you something, you know, asking no questions, just throwing it down your throat, you know? So they respect you. They respect you. And then, when you know a little bit of something about yourself, they know they can't just tell you anything. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I remember my doctor telling me, he said, I forgot what the side effect I was having. I forgot what it was, but it was some side effect from a medication I was taking. And so I told him about that. He said, okay, well, if that keeps happening, it's like, we got something for that. In fact, he said, I mean, we got something for that. We got something. He said, we got a feel for everything. And he laughed. But
yeah.
I didn't think that was funny. You know what I mean? I didn't think that was funny at all. So you do have to do your own due diligence, do your own research. And it's that serious. You know, you got to start taking, especially if you already got something going on with yourself. You definitely have to do your research and, you know, talk to other people. You're definitely not the only one. On Facebook, you can join these groups to where people, I know we have a high blood pressure medication group on Facebook with a couple thousand people in there. You know, share your story, share your experiences, and people will tell you what worked for them, what didn't work for them, and you can just kind of weigh those scales on your own.
Okay, so within our community, because we're known to have this ailment running the family, we're known to this, and really what it is bad eating running the family. And I know with my medical history, my family history, it hasn't been pleasant. So how do we really encourage our community to really take a step back and say it's not the ailments that run in the family, but it's the bad eating that's running the family? Because we've been conditioned as a community to eat the bottom.
Right. And I think that's just it's just like an excuse. You know, I did a post a while back. I forgot the doctor's name, but, you know, he says less than 1% of disease comes from genes. Think about that. Less than 1% of diseases come from your genes. So all of this, well, hey, my daddy got high blood pressure, and my daddy had diabetes, my grandma had that, so I'm going to have diabetes. Is this not true? It's not, okay? So,
right.
But what is true is those eating habits that you picked up, right? So the fact that your grandma liked macaroni and cheese and you eating macaroni and cheese, your grandma liked them pork ribs and you eating them pork ribs, that's what runs in the blood is the eating habits. These are the things that run in the blood. So we have to, I think, in order to get our community more aware of these things, is just we ourselves just have to be the example, you know. When you see somebody looking good and feeling good about themselves, it encourages you. Hey, I saw such, they are looking good. You know, it's going to encourage you to do better. You know, I think that's
right.
Kind of like one of the only ways. And I understand in our communities we're surrounded with the fast food places, the burger joints, you know, the liquor stores and things like that. But we just have to make better decisions because there is no worse feeling than being in a position where you feel like you have to fight, okay? And believe me, I know that feeling too well, you know what I'm saying? And it's not a good feeling to where you have no choice but to fight back versus you practicing preventative maintenance and you're staying healthy, you know? So that's the best way to do it, try to be the example.
Oh, no, I definitely received that because I don't even know if you remember a few times you were given the health tips on Instagram, and I had comment like, "What about wine?" Because I'm a wine. I like a good glass with my dinner, and you said in moderation. I'm just like, "Oh man," you know. And I'm one of those people. I can pair it with the proper food, and I'm not drinking to get drunk. I'm just you know, I'm just being bougie with it. And it was actually last month. Because I like to work out. I work out every day. And I was working out, and I was exhausted. I couldn't push the way I normally would. And I knew because I had too many glasses of wine the night before.
Yeah.
And I wasn't hungover. It wasn't like I was hungover. I had to get an aspirin or anything like that because I don't drink to be intoxicated. But it was like, wow, I'm slowing down any progress. And I had to take that accountability. So we as a community need to take accountability that we could be hindering our own progress. And go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to touch on that really quick. That's one thing because I hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So that's one thing that, you know, I get a lot from clients and stuff like that. They'll say, well, you know, everything in moderation. You know, I could have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Now, moderation is okay. You talk about having wine. You know, I don't really drink wine, but maybe once, twice, three times a year I might have some wine. My wife likes to drink wine. So I might, you know, grab a couple glasses a year or something like that. This is the thing. We have to truly watch that word moderation, right? Because if there is no discipline behind it, moderation can snowball, right? So let's say if you're a person, you say, you know what, I'll stop eating bacon, okay? I don't eat bacon no more. You know, I like it, but I don't really eat it. I have it every once in a while, right? If you don't have no discipline behind that, you might wind up eating bacon for breakfast every damn day. You know,
every day, like, yeah. There's no discipline.
So
right.
We got to definitely watch that word moderation if there's no discipline behind it, because once again, it can start to snowball. Cause so moderation,
yes.
Moderation is just pretty much giving yourself a pass. You know what I mean?
I don't really agree.
But
there's
nothing
moderation.
Wrong with it. If you truly disciplined and you truly, you know, there's people, that's just like me. If I say, oh yeah, I have some wine in moderation, I know that I can stick with that because I don't yearn to have wine. If I then maybe one night, you know, I'm going out and hey, I want to have a quick drink. Now, I don't drink hard liquor at all. But let's say if I want to have a glass of wine, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a glass. I can do that because I know it's not gonna snowball. I don't drink wine like that. You know what I'm saying? So if there is something that can quote unquote ease on you, then you might want to watch that.
Okay, so with the business aspect of it, because you have now made it your business,
yeah.
What steps did you take to say, okay, not only am I going to live this, but I'm going to market and promote this on a business level?
Man, that's a great question, and it's actually it's something that I like to touch on. I always say if there was something else that I would get into, it would probably be like business consulting and showing people how to run a business, especially, you know, online. The way it came about with me is when I first found out, the first thing I did, I said, well, hey, I want to try to make a livelihood out of this. What can I do? So the first thing I did was write a book, okay? That was the first thing I did. For some reason, I don't know what it is about writing a book. When you write a book, some people just consider you an expert. I don't know why, but I wrote a book. And the book I wrote was Games Holistic Versus Volume 1, which is very – it's just a different book. It's very comedic, and it's kind of gangster. You know? If you like that boring health and wellness, this ain't for you. It's kind of gangster, okay?
So anyway,
the next thing I did was, so I used to host a show on Blog Talk, okay, on this station, called the Jay Allen Show. I had a co-host named Dr. LaRonda Ward out of Atlanta. She's a naturopathic chiropractor. So I said, man, I sure would like to, because black seed oil pretty much was the kicker for me. Black seed oil, for those who don't know my story, I'm a congestive heart failure and kidney disease survivor, okay? Got out the hospital, you know, the first 3 months I was taking medication. After those first 3 months, I found some natural alternatives. One of the big ones was black seed oil. Started implementing that. And in a matter of 3 more months, I pretty much reversed my whole situation. Okay, the ejection fraction of my heart doubled. And then I beat chronic kidney disease with black seed oil, okay? That was a big part of my healing was black seed oil. So I'm a strong advocate for black seed oil, period, okay? And so I talked to her. I said, well, you know what? I said, you know, I would love to start retailing some black seed oil. And she said, oh, yeah? I said, yeah. She said, well, I got a guy who supplies us with all our natural products. His name is such and such. And I can link you up with him. I'm pretty sure maybe he can help you. And so she gave me his number, and, you know, I called him. And when I called him, we linked up, and he became my supplier. Everything pretty much changed after that. So I had to, you know, have my black seed oil, and I started retailing that. And After that, I started coming with different products. So after that was the, I think it was the CMOS, which we call GMOS. Then we have the men's lipotonic, which is the remedy. Then we have the Get Low for the blood pressure and to regulate also the blood sugar levels. So that's pretty much how everything came about. But I got to be honest with you, like, I always knew, even before I became sick, I always knew that I wanted to do something online. So I would always hear these stories about, hey, this kid is 16 years old and you're making 6-7 figures with the business online. I'm like, man, I want to do that. I want to sit at home and make money from the computer. I want to do that. I never knew it would come. So, you know, I started the brand Gangsta Holistic. When I first started Gangsta Holistic, it was me talking about everything under the sun. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about this. And then I said, you know what? I need to kind of niche down. So what can I niche down? I said, well, I'm going to niche down to what I went through, my experience. So I'm going to talk about strictly high blood pressure, kidneys, and heart disease. That's what I'm going to do.
So that was personal.
Yeah, exactly. So I did that, and, you know, it took off. So the thing about me and the Internet, before I got into Gangsta Holistic, so in 2014, I ran a page on Facebook called Blacks Be Like, to where we shared all type of pictures, videos, information about black culture. We grew. This is me and my girlfriend at the time. We grew that page to over 275,000 followers without any marketing. None. You know what I mean? So as far as beating the pavement on the Internet, I knew how to do it. You know, I'm one of these people who I'm on the Internet all day, every day. You know, new trends coming up. And just I'm very in tune with what's going on as far as the algorithm and all that type of stuff. But one thing I will say, and I tell people all the time, is that consistency is the mother, father of success, okay? If you do something once a week, it might take you 30 years to become a hit. But if you do it day after day after day after day after day, it's bound to strike a fire, you know? And,
okay.
that's pretty much what it was with Gangsta Holistic. I did it, you know, every single day. I did it every single day, you know, and when I say I did it, like, I do everything. I do the graphic design, all the pictures you see. I do the editing. I do pretty much everything for that page, you know. And so that's pretty much how it came to life. Starting now, I wrote a few more books. Right now I'm in the process of coming up with some subscription-based program for my clients, and also involved in doing speaking engagements. I have my speaking engagement that's coming up in a few weeks at Fairfax High School in Los Angeles, California. And that's it. We're just trying to, you know, help as many people as we can change the world.
No, I appreciate that consistency. That's the key. So my question is, what if you're someone who has a full-time day job? It can't be online as much as they need to.
That's right. That's a perfect question, because you still could do it. I had a full-time job.
How was you present?
Okay, so I had a full-time job. At that time, I was actually I was working nights half of that time, you know. And it's just like, I really feel like people, sometimes they you know, you let the job kind of beat you down. Like, listen, if you say you want it, you got to go get it. You cannot do 8 hours working for somebody else, come home and spend nothing on your own thing. It's just not going to work like that.
Okay, I got you.
Now, I'm not even saying you have to put a full 8 hours into your thing when you get home. I mean, you should. You put in 8 hours for somebody else. But even if you can't do that, you got to start pounding your feet to the pavement, and you have to start spending some time on what you want to do, okay? And the number one, another thing is too, is like, I'm a risk taker. I am a risk taker. I could bet it all on myself today, lose it all today, and tomorrow I'm right back at it again. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a risk taker. So I talk to a lot of people about running businesses and things like that, and I feel like people are, they find every excuse, like, get started. Like, what are you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you waiting on? Like, get it going. Like, come on. It's not that hard. I remember people used to like how you have your, you guys have your, you know, your blog show, your podcast. People used to, you know, talk to me about that. Well, man, I don't want to do a podcast. Is that? Oh, you really want to do a podcast? Well, check this out. If you really want to do a podcast, we can have your podcast up and running tonight. What you want to do? And they always find something to see. So it's like, you got to just really want this thing. Do you want it as bad as you actually say that you want it? Because people,
well, no,
like I
personally get that. Like, I'm on the back end of me being a host of WBNN, one of the hosts, I am a published author. I have 8 books published. I've been writing since I was a little girl. It's been my art. It got me in trouble. I didn't do no homework. I didn't fail 2 grades. My mother and father, they drop kicked me. And I wasn't even a bad student. I got along. I was, you know, I joked around, clowned around a little bit, but nothing where I was disruptive. I've been writing since the womb. And I had manuscripts on top of manuscripts. I would just write them. And I had a job. I was a single parent, had a job, and I just got a new car, and my job terminated me. And I heard God say, focus on your writing. And I walked in my car, and I was like, I'm not Carrie Bradshaw. This is not Sex and the City, because I wear, like, 4-inch heels and whatnot. And it's like, he even showed me how to edit. God even showed me how to edit the manuscripts. And then even I started my own publishing company. And as of 2021, we published 29 books.
Congratulations. I also believe that when you want it bad enough, doors are going to start opening for you, especially if you're a person who believes in, you know, I look through my journal and some of the things that I've written down, and they've come into fruition. You know, door. If you listen, so this is the thing here, okay? The universe does not operate off of what you want. It operates off of who you are, okay? So if you want to, that's just like even when, I remember, you know, starting Gangsta Holistic, and I told myself, man, I want to be a boss. I want to be a boss, okay? At that time, you know what I started doing? I started dressing different. I started wearing my tie, right? At this time, I had an old broken down Lexus. I started renting, and I'm not telling people to do this, but this is what I did. I started renting this BMW every single week,
before we get into that, let's hear a track by International DJ Brother O, because what you're speaking is you have to change even how you approach life. You have to dress for success. So I want you to elaborate on that after this track.
Come on, clap your hands, pack it up. Things would be expectations for the one that
be with me. Now I tell you once again, I hope you understand just what you have to do. If you want a second chance, I don't need a fool around kind of woman. A woman who just can't be happy and devoted just to me. I need a warm, loving kind of woman. A woman that I can trust, who's faithful and concerned about us. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah. I gotta have all your things, babe. Yeah. Looks real good, who treats a man the way that she should. One who will give me all her love, one who will have me wanting more. That's the kind of woman I'm looking for. I don't need a fool around kind of woman. A woman who just can't be happy and devoted just to me. I need a warm, loving, kind of woman. A woman that I can trust, who's faithful and concerned about it.
Nigeria. This is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis, and this is a product of WBNN. So call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And before we went to the music interlude, Brother Gangsta Holistic was sharing with us how he wanted a business, so he started being business-minded. And before we allow him to share how he shifted his mind frame, we want to look up what holistic is. And what I found out is it's an approach to mean to provide support that looks at the whole person, not just their mental health needs. The support should also consider their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual well-being. And this is what he was just saying, that He shifted his mindset, his emotional set, his social setting, and his spiritual well-being. So, Brother Gangster, go ahead and share with us how you said you just changed how you dressed.
I mean, I just changed everything. I mean, if you imagine in your head what a boss is, that's what I was. That's what I started doing. I said, I want to be a boss. I want to be a CEO. I want to be the owner of this company, this corporation. So I started acting like that. You know what I mean? So that's just like if the person says, I want to be an NBA player. Well, you better be balling every day. You know,
every day.
So you have to actually become that. That is what the universe acknowledges. The universe does not acknowledge what you want to be. It acknowledges what you are at this present moment in time. So if that's what you want to be, you need to start acting like it.
And even your associations, I'm a firm believer that your association matters as well. You can't hang with pigeons. Pigeons, they flock together, but the eagles, you know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, it's like, come on now, you can't do what they do if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to grind like this, if you're trying to rat like this, you can't go to the party if you're trying to build your brand. Like, if you work
right.
Monday through Friday full time and Saturday's your day off, I mean, yeah, you know, get you some rest, you know, get your groceries, you know, do your household necessities, but it's grinding time. You gotta do your research on a computer. You gotta study. You gotta look at your competition, and
yeah.
You know what I mean. And if they going to the party, let them go to the party. I mean, you gonna hear about it anyway because they gonna post it live on Facebook. That's what people
yeah.
do today. So it's like you gotta hustle. And for me, when I was building my company, it was a lot. I went through a lot emotionally, but I had to stay focused. Like, okay, I got to stay focused because I just lost my job. I have a 13-year-old I got to feed. I got a new car payment. I got a mortgage payment. You know what I mean? And I said, I got stacks upon stacks upon stacks of manuscripts. I am a writer. Everybody who knew me knew I liked to write, but I wasn't, like, published. I said, okay, I'm reaching out to, you know, agents to publish, and they say, we don't have a market for your book. I knew what that was. I'm just like, okay. And that's when I really learned about the concept of self-publishing. I said, okay, and I went on an online publishing company, and it was all right. It was a means to an end. And every opportunity came where, like you said, when you want to, you'll start meeting people. I met an Amazon bestseller. I had recently gotten engaged. It was now 2015. I got engaged to my now husband, and it was the day after Christmas. And I was invited to this library to see this. He was young. I said, oh, he's a kid. He had to be in his late 20s, early 30s. And I said, he's young. And I told him, I said, listen, I'm a student. I said, you tell me what to do and it's done. I said, what are you doing? And he said, first of all, you need to get out of your publishing contract because it'll cost you too much money. Start your own company. He said, publish it yourself. He showed me exactly which links to go on, which websites to go on, how to do it. And that's when my company was born, that day. And I just kept hustling. I kept hustling. And that's the thing. It's like, one, you got to listen because instruction is coming. Like he said, you talk to somebody. He put you on the black seed oil. He helped you get your health together. So if you're not listening,
mm-hmm.
First of all, if you're not listening, that's a rebellious spirit.
Right.
And rebellion, it doesn't live well. It's always going to be consumed by you. Like, you're either your best cheerleader or your worst enemy. And so that's exactly what I did. So I started marketing myself. I learned the concept of branding. I learned the concept of the business mind. So now, to this very day, I'm up with the birds, brother. I'm up at 4 in the morning. I'm doing my devotions, my reading time, my prayer time. And I get my cardio in. I get my workout in. And I'm learning. I'm writing. I'm putting the work in. I have to grind because it's a mindset. And then, like you said, I don't dress like the peasants. And that's how I say it. I'm not, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it. Like you said, I'm a boss. Like when you see me, you're gonna see authority.
And you know what?
You know,
I think that it would benefit some of these older people. When I say older, maybe if you in your late 30s, 40s, you know, up like that, to get around some of this young blood. Okay, I keep me some young blood around me because it keeps me motivated. I see the fire in them that pushes me. You know, because these youngsters these days, they're smart, okay?
Right.
They know a lot of different things, especially when we're talking about the internet, e-commerce, you know, you got an online business and things like that. So it's like get around some of these younger folks and, you know, they can definitely feed your spirit, keep you going, keep you young, keep you strong.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But if they're simple-minded, I can't hang. I can't hang, but I have a couple friends because I'll be 47 next month. I got a couple friends who are in their, you know, their 20s and their 30s, so I'm not biased to.
Oh, you said like,
my friends don't have an age, you know, age requirement, but I also look at the mindset because I guess how I look at it is at my age, I just don't have that kind of time. So either you're in or not.
How old are you? How did you say you're 27?
No, I'll be 47 next month.
Oh, 47. Okay. Yeah. So I'm talking about these youngsters that's doing good things. I know the youngsters that I associate with.
Right.
They teach me. You know what I mean? They teach me about. I mean, we teach each other, but that's another thing too. Is just like years ago, I was in a position where I was like one of the sharpest tools in the drawer, and it's just like. That can get really draining when you feeding everybody else and you're the one dishing out, you know, the knowledge and all of this stuff. Now, when I pick up my phone to call my friends, I'm just learning. I am not the smartest one. I'm like, oh, okay, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. And that feels good. Like I want to be in that space.
Right. You like to receive information, so. If you're going to get it from a 25-year-old, you're not biased because he's 25. If it's evident that he knows what he's talking about, you'll definitely, you know, sit down and glean, which is great because that's what we need. We need to be well-rounded, you know, in this day and age, but you got the millennials, you know, pretty much running the camp. We have to know. What's the trend? We have to know what's going on, especially if we have an online business.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we're, you know, trying to market, trying to brand, trying to hustle. So that's right. beyond well. So with the love concept, because it's Valentine's Day, you know, I'm going to ask you this. So what if you have someone that, you know, Valentine's Day, they didn't overdid it with the chocolates, they overdid it with all the Valentine's Day goodies. How do you get them? No, I don't want to say how do you get. What can you do or say to encourage them to get back on track?
Well, that weight they just gained should be enough. that weight they gained should be enough. But, I mean, that's the thing. You know, we got, you know, all these different type of, you know, holidays that people celebrate. And, you know, whenever we think about a holiday, you know, you tend to attach overeating to that because that's what people usually do. You know, we call it the itis. You eat till you can't move.
Right.
You can't move no more, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I would just say just focus on what's important, you know. And that's one of the times where people will use that word. Hey, everything in moderation. But, you know, when you do something that you feel like you could not do, you just feel good about yourself. So if you say, hey, you know what, Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving, I'm not going to eat X, Y, and Z. If you actually can stick to that, when it's over, you're going to feel good about yourself. You're definitely going to feel good about
yourself. Yeah, because you're disciplined.
And you got we have to concentrate on the bigger, you know, the bigger picture.
Okay. So we do have I know you're pressed for time. We do have a caller interview that wants to speak with you. Caller, thank you so much for calling. We're limiting our question and answers to only 3 minutes. So please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my travel name is Huni Bakatun. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, sir. What's up, big brother?
Nothing much. And my pen and stage name is Master Tom Magic Man Haru. Always love your business aspect. Honors to your special honored guest. Thank you so much for coming on to our great company. And I'm the host of We Will Aware You. Matter of fact, I got a show that's coming up where I get a chance to interview the interviewer. And that'll be me and Jerry Petito. And we speak about the rise and fall on the pathway towards success. That'll be on March 9th. I had to do that special announcement. I also got one more special announcement for you, okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I'm always so elated to do this. Congratulations, E. Davis, on your 12th WBNN All-Time Connection record with your second consecutive and a historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Congratulations.
Oh, man, big brother. You had me. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Before we go to our track, Gangsta, I want you to, if you can, just give us where we can locate you, your Instagram and your website. We can locate you, contact you, and request the Black Sea Moss. I mean, I'm sorry, the Black Seed Oil and the Sea Moss.
Okay. Well, you can find me at gangstaholistic.com. That's G-A-N-G-S-T-A, holistic.com. And you can find me at gangstaholistic on pretty much every platform. We are everywhere. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, you name it, we are there. So just look us up, gangstaholistic. And then we have the Black Beetle. We have the GMOS. The men's libido tonic. So basically when we talk about high blood pressure, when it comes to men, and then we talk about high blood pressure medication, one thing that high blood pressure medication does is it causes erectile dysfunction. Most brothers don't want to talk about that, but it's a very real thing. So if that's something that brothers are suffering, we do have something for that. It's called Remedy, and we sell a ton of it. It works, okay? So go ahead and check us out once again, gangstaholistic.com. Gangsta Holistic everywhere. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure. And hopefully we'll be back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we got a track by international DJ legend, Brother O.
before we go into the rest of this show, the soundtrack of our lives tonight was dedicated to the mother of my child, my first wife, Lori Beverly Moore. This soundtrack means a lot to me, and with the love and concern that we had for each other, man, it caused for us to have our only child, Jahmyr E. Davis.
All right, this is Strictly Business with E. Davis, and I'm your host. This is a product of WBNN. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And I'm told that we have a caller in the queue. We're going to limit our call time frame to 3 minutes. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name if you can.
Wow. You know, other than the Buster Boston Chronicles, I just called in to check in to see. Hey, I just called in to check in to see what was going on over here in my building. And I say my building because we are a family over here. So y'all just keep on being a family, keep on holding up the unity up in this building right here. And y'all also come through on the 21st of this month, and I'll be broadcasting live from Nigeria too on WBNN with the number one DJ in the Western world, DJ Oladeji. Z-O-O-O. All right. Now, what's going on over here? Tell me what's popping.
We were discussing, we had a guest on our show. His name is Jay, and he is a CEO of a company called Gangsta Holistic, where he teaches health and wellness and based from his own experience. And he just took the time, counting in that robbery, to give us some advice on how he built his business. And how
you finish it. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's super. And he tell it from his own perspective too. You know, when a person tells it from his own perspective, he tells it in a way that other people can understand it, and you can learn from it, you can gather knowledge and wisdom from it. So therefore, mm-hmm. I just got to say this. That brother, if he can tell it like it is and keep telling it and get across to these young numbnuts that don't know nothing, well, then I got all the praises in the world for him, praises. I'm clapping and sending him a standing ovation.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Mr. Boston. I definitely appreciate you taking the time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Boston.
Oh, always.
We have a caller 3 in the queue. Caller 3, thank you so much for calling. We limited our comments or question to 3 minutes. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Sarah Gatito, girlfriend.
Hey, your ears must have been burning because I was sharing some advice you gave me. How are you tonight, girlfriend?
I'm good, sweet pea. So, yeah, I was working my game tonight, but I called in the beginning, and I called in the middle, and now I called now. I kept calling every time I got a break. So very cool show, very cool. And you're only giving me 3 minutes?
Well, I'll give you a little bit more time because you are the queen.
All right. 3 minutes and 10 seconds, all right? Because, listen, not only do I, you know, this topic, how much I love this topic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just make a comment about that first, and I have something incredible to tell you. So
Sure. Everyone
listening, I've been a vegan for over 30 years, okay? And it helped save my life. So I'm not saying you have to be 100% vegan to be healthy, but guys, if you're going to be eating meat, please make sure it's organic. Please don't eat a lot of it. Please don't eat processed foods. You can do this because what's more important, your health or your pocketbook? Because people always say, well, eating organic is so much more expensive. But listen, you can spend money on what you want, right? If you add up all the money that you're wasting on all the other crap, trust me, it's cheaper to eat healthier and organic like we do.
Right. No, you're making a point. A friend of mine said that she said, I don't mind eating healthy, but organic is expensive. But meanwhile, she has like the fresh acrylic. She got diamonds on her fingernails. And I'm just like, if you're spending $100 on your fingernails, you can spend $100 at organic fruits and vegetables. So, yeah.
You got it, girl. You got it. So, guys, please really, like, think it through and do your best. And I'm here to guide you. E. Davis is, I mean, come on. All right. Having said that, are you sitting down, girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby. Girlfriend, I want to congratulate you, E. Davis, on your 12th WBNN All-Time Connection record and your second consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations.
Thank you, I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Love you, girl.
Love you, too. Thank you very much for calling. All right, we got another track by international DJ legendary Pepe. Product of WBNN and it's Strictly Business, and I'm your host, E. Davis. We are on the air all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. So call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We do have caller 4 in the track. Caller 4, please limit your questions and comments to 3 minutes. Thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your kids got about 17 boxes of cereal on top of the refrigerator, but it ain't no milk in there. You know what I'm saying? What's up, eh?
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fabulous. You know what I'm saying? I'm just enjoying all this wonderful information that I'm hearing on this line here, Lagos, Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? On a strictly business right now. But I wanted to say this because it's very, very interesting because I just wanted to say this. Clev One is an individual who had to change the diet up. You know what I mean? I was doing some real Olympic beer drinking. You know, a lot of cholesterol, you know what I'm saying? Everything brisket, this got a sauce on it, that got a sauce on it. This is smoke, that smoke, this smoke, that smoke, you know what I'm saying? Then it's candy, right? So, boom. You know, the whole thing is you got to be disciplined upon yourself, you know what I'm saying, out here. Especially you got to weigh these things. You got to weigh your health against whatever it is you like to enjoy to eat, you know what I'm saying? If something ain't good for you, you got to stay away from that. Just like poison ivy ain't good for you to be putting your private parts on and none of that, you know what I'm saying? So you got to treat your diet the same way. Another thing is I will say to people is, you know, this is my advice, you know what I mean? Start reading the labels on the back of these things, you know what I'm saying? So you can get the counts on the nutrition, you know what I mean? Get the nutritional facts on these things. You know what I mean? And also, people, just because something is healthy for someone else, it may not be healthy for you. You know what I mean? Just because somebody got spinach in their egg whites, that don't mean you need spinach in yours. Spinach might not be good for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good for people to find out what exactly your body needs and doesn't need, you know what I'm saying, beforehand, before we fall into these elements. Oh, and shout out to your guests, you know what I'm saying? We will be hollering at him about for his products, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know what I mean, according to the narration of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the black seed cures everything except death and old age. Where it's your time to go, it's your time to go. It ain't going to keep you from getting hit by a car, but it may cure some ailments of, or, you know, that we, you know, a lot of these ailments that we lose our people from, you know. So I just want people to know that, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to share that with the people. And, yes, hey, you're doing a wonderful job, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations on your record, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to tap in real quick on that, you know what I mean, people? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmom had unlimited jars of Don's Comeback Hair Cream on a dresser. Check your satellites.
All right. Thank you so much. That was WBNN, Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One. Thank you so much. And we have caller five. Caller five, thank you so much for calling. Please limit your questions or comments for 3 minutes. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, yes. Good evening. My name is Matthew Graham. I'm calling from the South Jersey area, close to the shore, like around Atlantic City. I'm mm-hmm. actually like a new intern host as well. I have a
welcome
show coming
to
up.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you very much. I feel blessed and honored to be a part of it. A big shout-out to Brother O. Shout-out to you and your guests. Shout-out to Tyena Speaks. She's the one who first introduced me and told me about this platform, and Tony as well for bringing me in and welcoming me with, like, open arms. I've been listening to your show. It's great. I've been listening since the very beginning. Great choice of music with Joe. I've always loved his music. The Things Your Man Won't Do, that's one of my favorite slow jams of all time. I've been listening to you talk about, like, the high blood pressure, and your guest is absolutely right. Well, you're both absolutely right. And it feels good to hear somebody actually talk about it, because a lot of times, a lot of this medication is prescribed to people, and different people have different needs. There are certain glands that affect the blood pressure. There are certain trace minerals that your heart may even need. Blood thinners as well, like natural ones that may be like from aspirin or plants that are similar. And a lot of times doctors prescribe like Coumadin and things that are from like from that type of family for emergency purposes. But the natural way to go, like you're saying, it's absolutely the way. I mean, that's the only way we could balance our bodies out as far as, like, homeostasis, as far as keeping our bodies and spirit in equilibrium so we can even deal with any of these problems. So I'd like to thank you thank you a lot again for bringing this topic up. It's very informative, and it helps a lot out with public safety and health in general.
Thank you so much for calling in. And when is your next show?
I'm on February 23rd. It's called the ONE Intern Host Show, and it's going to be my first time having my own show, so I absolutely am enthused and look forward to it.
All right. Well, again, welcome to the family, young brother. So tonight was, to me, as mentioned, personal, because this gentleman, Gangsta Holistic, I've been following him for over a year, and he has put out nothing but informative knowledge and information on how to improve your health. And this is why he gave some important facts. One, he went gangster on his health. He realized that he had some health ailments, things that could have led to a terminal illnesses, and he said, no, I'm not doing this. So he went ahead and made a change in his life. And that is so encouraging and so empowering, especially in our community, because we were so used to eating at the bottom, the pig's feet, the smoke, the neck bones and whatnot. And we all know why we were eating at the bottom. And so we're so used to eating that, we've now become accustomed to that, and it's embedded in us, and it's very not healthy. If I could tell you how many opportunities that my own mother had to eat better, my own mother, and she ate what she thought was fairly healthy, but little did she know it wasn't. And unfortunately, she succumbed to breast cancer in 1998. And that being said, it's important to really take accountability of your health. Also, on the business aspect, his content on Instagram, on Facebook is consistency. If you want to build your business from the ground up, you need to be consistent. You need to post. You need to communicate. You need to network on a consistent level. And then also, you want to change your mindset. If it starts by dressing differently because you're a boss or CEO, then that's what you do. Get out of the baggy clothes. Get out of the cute button-up baggy shirts. Change the way you dress, because people will ask you to take you seriously. All right? And it was a great opportunity. Any information that you want regarding Gangsta Holistic, he is on Instagram and Facebook. GangstaHolistic.com is his website. Gangsta Holistic is his handles on social media. Reach out to him. He is a very, very nice guy. He will message you back. I know that for a fact. All right, guys, it's your girl. This is E. Davis. And now, my favorite time of the evening, in Gozy time.
You know, before I bring on my commissioner and, you know, to play my last track, what E. Davis said is very, very important. It's consistency. And I wouldn't have came on. She stepped on my toe. 10 years of doing what you love to do. For me, it's wonderful to be able to be the producer for all great hosts that we have here at the Storied Network. A commitment to excellence. That's the only way to survive. A boss mindset. Be able to mentor and not be dictatorial. You have to challenge your people to be great on purpose. If you do those things, you can be successful like I am. I'm just saying, because I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to tell you anything different. A lot of hosts have come, and a lot of hosts have come and come. Because we don't worry about the ones that go. You, Ebony, congratulations.
I don't want to am I breaking the law, devoting myself to you? You are the hope my dreams are built on. The reason for my happiness. You're my everything and so much more. You're the air I breathe, my sanity. I don't wanna be right now. Oh no. I couldn't see myself without you. What an emptiness I'd feel. A void will be there in my heart. You're worth the price of any sentence. For what a pleasure in you I found. You're my everything and so much more. You're the air I breathe, my sanity.
Tonight by our wonderful host, E. Davis, with Strictly Business. What an amazing show tonight. Brother O, the music was amazing, with the soundtrack of our lives. Joe Everything, and you did it again, Brother O, because Joe Everything, that's someone I've never heard of before, but I love it. Awesome track selections. And tonight's soundtrack of our lives is dedicated to the mother of Brother O's only child, Jahmeer Ngozi, and the mother, his mother, Laurie Beverly Moore. So that soundtrack tonight by Joe Everything is dedicated to Laurie Beverly Moore. All right, awesome. And to Gangsta Holistic, I truly enjoyed you, sir. And I am also a vegan. I'm a vegan, and I've been a vegan now. Wow, it will be 46 years in September of this year. So I was 14 years old when I became a vegan, and I'll be 60 in August, and it's been a wonderful journey, and I have been healthy, like, all my life, and my children all grew up vegan. They were born into this, not eating meat. They've never eaten meat, since birth. and all of their lives growing up, they were healthy. They are still healthy today. My oldest child is 42, and my youngest is 22. And they're all vegetarian, vegans. And now my oldest sons, my three oldest sons, however, each of them, when they went to college, they decided they wanted to venture off and try meat to see what they've been missing all these years. And so my oldest son is 32, and the next one under him is 31 and then 29. And so all three of them have started eating meat when they were in college. And now the middle one, the 31-year-old, he realized now. He says, well, I should have never started eating meat. I should have just stayed being a vegan and blah, blah, blah. So now he's no longer eating the chicken or the seafood or anything. The only thing he eats now is salmon. And so I'm trying to get him to stop eating the salmon, too. So hopefully he will, and I hope that my two oldest sons will stop eating meat. But, you know, so that was kind of a blow to me when they went to college and started eating meat. I was so disappointed. But throughout their lives, they've all been nice and healthy, and I've been nice and healthy, and I'm also a naturopathic doctor and a holistic health practitioner and a certified natural health specialist and a master herbalist, among some other things. And I've been doing this since 1983 is when I became an herbalist and also an iridologist as well. And this is the way to go, people. So you definitely have to change your eating habits. You know, you have to eat to live and not live to eat, and get off that medication. Because as I always tell people, the medicines, they're not created to cure anything or to heal you. They're created to slowly kill you, okay? But God's herbs, you know, he put them on the earth for us to utilize and for us to heal our bodies with his miraculous herbs, and herbs do work. I've seen it since 1983 up until now, where people have been healed and cured from A to Z, and I always say from Alzheimer's to zits, and I don't care what the ailment is. You can be disease-free. You don't have to live with that disease forever, but as long as you take medication, you will continue to live with that disease because it will never go away. It just suppresses it and helps you to cope with it, but you will always have it. You will die with it. So if you want to do something different and not die with that disease and live disease-free, you need to get off of those meds and do what you need to do to get healthy. And I think I heard a clever one say something about the black seed oil, and I missed that part because my phone was acting really funky, and I missed that part about the black seed oil. And I believe it was saying something about, it was mentioned that that cures everything. And now as a naturopathic doctor, you know, I don't think that there is any herb that will cure anything or everything. There is no one herb cure all. But, you know, some people, you know, have a lot of good things to say about black seed oil, as well as some other herbs that people say, oh, well, this helped with that and this helped with that. And then Clev said something else about people that are eating, I think he mentioned spinach, and as an example, like some people, spinach may not be good for them and all. And vegetables are good for everybody. Vegetables, eat your vegetables, eat your fruit. But however, I like to tell people with herbs, since now it's like become such a trend and a fad for some people, and some herbs that come out and people start raving about certain products, and then everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon and start using a particular herb. And I like to tell people, guess what? Because someone says, hey, you know, this helped with this for me and this worked and this did that, it may not do the same thing for you, because no two bodies are the same. So everyone, you should have an individualized program when you start taking herbs, something that's going to meet your specific needs. So be very careful, especially Googling out there, where people Google a lot all the time now. They'll Google something and see something and read up something, and then they'll go and order it, and then you'll find out, hey, that's not helping you, because guess what? It's not going to help you, because you need something that's going to get down to the root of your particular problem. And Google's a good tool, but, hey, sometimes it can be pretty bad, especially today with a lot of people just Googling something and then ordering different things, and that's from herbs to other things as well. And you find out, hey, it's not working the way they said, so you have to be really careful, everybody. But get healthy. And Ebony E. Davis said something, you know, that I always say to people, too, about, you know, women especially. They'll complain about spending extra money because something is so expensive. And I think Jerry mentioned that, too, with the organic foods, and people don't want to spend that money. But guess what? Your health should be the most important thing to you, more than your outer appearance, what's going on inside of you. And that's the same way with herbs. Some people go out and they'll spend a little bit of money at Walgreens or Rite Aid and all those other stores now because they have herb sections, and you buy junk that doesn't do anything for you, and you don't want to spend that extra money to get quality products. So get quality products, you know, and yes, I still sell products and put people on herbal health programs, but get quality products and stop crying, women, when you buy that $300 and $500 hair and all that stuff, and yet you won't want to spend a little bit extra than what you spend at Walmart or something for some herbs. So your health should be number one priority. Without health, how can you gain wealth, or how can you be happy with your wealth? So, Ebony, awesome show. And again, Gangsta Holistic, awesome. I'm definitely going to check out your website. And thank you so much, Ebony, and congratulations. And I am so proud of you, Ebony, for tonight being your 12th WBNN all-time connection record, with your second consecutive record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. Honor now, late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence. Again, thank you so much, Ebony. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time, and Ola Dele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Ola Dele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now stay tuned for ONE's syndicated host intern show. Tomorrow night, everybody, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com with our ONE syndicated host intern tomorrow, Frederick Beattie. And then on Sunday, of course, make sure you guys tune into News Forum, and that's my show, 9:30 p.m. Sunday night, and we're going to be featuring two new wrongful conviction cases and an update from one other case where the guy was paralyzed by COs while doing a wrongful conviction sentence in prison, and he's paralyzed from the waist down. Now we're going to get an update on his case, and then we're also going to speak with a couple candidates that are running for office. Again, congratulations, E. Davis. And now back to you, E. Davis, and Strictly Business.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chinchilla. And your information was definitely helpful. You even counseled me on some changes with my diet, so I definitely appreciate you taking the time to give me that that advice. With everything moving forward, it is, you want to have the gangster mentality. That means go hard. Be a thug about it. Be a thug about your health. Maybe eat better. Be a thug about your business. That means be consistent. Network. Meet people. Post on social media. We talked about last month, if you got to hit the pavement and advertise what you're selling, what you're building. And that's all I have to say tonight. And thank you very much for